Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Welcome back to a new episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Actually, hold up. Let's do that correctly. Welcome to a new season, season 3, episode 93 to be exact. For those that don't know me, my name is James Lopez, and for those that do know me, it feels so good to be able to say that again. For the past 6 months, I haven't been feeling like that James you knew or that I knew. I was in shambles, fellas, and I didn't know how to ask for help. Matter of fact, I didn't ask for help, and that's why it took me so long to get back to the content creation side of our business. Just like you, I'm not the best at asking for help. I'm one of those dads that will put everyone else's issues first and throw mine to the back burner. Typical dad shit. We are always there for everyone else, but who is there for us? Seriously, ask yourself that question. When shit isn't going right, who stands by you and uplifts you? And when I ask you that, your answer shouldn't be your kids or your wife. It should be somebody from outside. That's a tough question because we all want to say ourselves, or that my friends got me. But how can they have you if they have no idea what's going on with you? I had an issue with my pops this summer. He fell multiple times and ended up hospitalized for a few months. I would try to visit him twice a week since COVID rules suck. And along with parenting, shit got real crazy. The only people that had my back, and even that wasn't enough, was my wife and kids. When I say it was a rough summer, believe it. I kept pushing everything to the side and did what I preached. I focus on being present for my family. Although it feels good to say that, I want to repeat a line that will be heard a few times this podcast. Who was there for me? I felt alone all summer. I felt alone until I decided to attend the at-home dad conference. I needed to get away for a few days to clear my mind, and I always look forward to conferences to do so, especially tech conferences. But this time I wanted to do a father conference. I wanted to be around my peers. I love learning from and interacting with dads, and let me tell you that the at-home dad conference couldn't have happened at a better time for me. 2021's conference was held in Cincinnati, Ohio, and even though COVID was still around, they got at least 100 dads to attend. I would say they probably got like at least 125 dads, to be honest. Dads from all walks of life came through, and very few actually looked like me. It was about 90% Caucasian, and I could care less. I'm a Puerto Rican man. I don't care. We infiltrate. We end up in places and we take over. We have some fun. That stat right there stops many of the dads that look like me from attending. But what I have learned in the fatherhood world is that skin color doesn't take away from wanting to be a great dad. Let me repeat that for you. Skin color doesn't take away from wanting to be a great dad. The minute you walk into the conference, you could tell people don't care how much money you have, what you do for a living, or how famous you are. They really don't give a fuck about that. I'm sure there are a few people that really care about it, but the majority, you could feel that their energy wasn't like that. All they care about is fatherhood. And many of the attendees, since they are stay-at-home dads, use this weekend to escape their normal lives. For many, just like it was for me, this was a weekend of self-care with a whole bunch of people that put their kids first. They just don't speak about it. They live their life that way. That type of energy is infectious and something I needed big time after a year and a half of COVID. And I didn't even know I needed that. You are not alone. That's the message I got from the at-home dad conference the minute I walked into the building. We might feel alone at home or might not have that huge network everyone else brags about, but we are not alone. The conference is full of dope breakout sessions like dealing with mental health or playing video games with your kids. It even got serious while talking about transgender kids and how a father helped his child transition. Conversations like that don't happen on the street. I'm always on the run, ducking and dodging so I can get my work done without being distracted. But at this conference, I couldn't run and hide. It wasn't because I was James Lopez of Fatherhood is Lit or James Lopez from the Fat Startup. None of that mattered. Most of these dads knew me since before my business took off. They don't let anyone just stay to themselves or walk away from a great conversation. They attack in a good way, a way dads like me need. That's the type of community they have built. Are there cliques or crews there? Of course, but they aren't dicks about it. Instead, everyone welcomes each other. It really is a dope sight and a dope feeling. If you are new to the conference or simply new to someone, they will not hesitate to come over and chat. They will chat for hours if you let them and will invite others to join the chat with ease. They make you feel welcomed. And after a year of COVID, I needed that vibe more than I knew. They also reminded me that self-care looks different for all of us. It really does. I won't lie to you. My self-care consists of smoking a joint by myself while listening to rap music. What can I say? I like the simple things. I don't always have time to do a spa day or play pool with my homies. With 3 kids, a business, multiple investments, and now my parents to watch over, time, especially self-care time, is limited. By heading over to Cincinnati, I was forced to take 3 days to myself to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do outside of the conference. Man, I haven't had that type of time to myself in ages. Yes, I have traveled for business, weddings, all of that. But the whole time I was always thinking about my family or was with my family. Are they destroying my mother or my mother-in-law's house? Are they eating correctly? Are they acting right? Or will I have to punish them when I get home? Those thoughts run rampant and sometimes kill your self-care time. After one session at the at-home dad conference, I did what is sometimes difficult for many of us to do. I cut off from the normalcy of fatherhood. I've kept telling myself wifey is holding it down back home and forced myself to believe that. I say forced because I know other dads that were there with me, and all we kept saying in the beginning was, I wonder how the kids and mom are doing. We were worried. We hold shit down. And when we're not around, it sure doesn't feel like things can go right. I know you know that feeling. I had to unattach myself from it all, and it wasn't easy. They couldn't just FaceTime me when they wanted. I wasn't responding to text messages like that. Access to me cut off, and even though it was hard, it was the best self-care I could partake in at that moment. The time difference helped as well, since I truly forgot to hit them up at a normal time. I kept telling myself I'll call them at 6, and then when I would look at the watch, it would be 9 o'clock, which meant it was like 10 or 11 out here in New York City. So, couldn't talk to them. I missed them. Oh well, big deal. I had an excuse. The at-home dad conference got me so relaxed that I was able to eat my own food without kids watching over me or asking for a taste after they ate all of their food. It also got me to appreciate things like being able to shower. Yes, showering. What a luxury. I don't know about your crib, but in my crib, the minute I jump into the shower, someone has to take a dump, wash their hands, or ask me 1,000 questions. Or better yet, my oldest is always talking to me about crypto. He always picks when I'm taking a shower or taking a dump. Go figure. Oh, and let's not forget those times when you run out the shower naked because you hear your kids acting up and fear the worst. Shit never fails. Matter of fact, showering was so different that I hopped in the shower one night and forgot how long I was there. I thought my roommate Vernon Gibbs, who spoke on episode 89 of the podcast, was asleep and extended that shower time. I threw on some music and just relaxed. Man, I miss it already. After a long ass shower, I snapped back into reality and said, damn, let me get out of this. It's been a while. I even joked to myself, I don't want my roommate thinking I died in there. Vernon probably went outside to use the bathroom. I was right. Homeboy was outside the room chatting with other dads, and I immediately apologized for my long ass shower. I was oblivious to the time because I knew I had time for myself. That doesn't happen often. Wifey was holding it down, and all I had to do as a father was take care of myself. That feeling was so good. Sorry for taking the bathroom hostage, Vernon. Next time, knock though, bro. Stop being scared. That feeling of knowing, or at least attempting to believe that everything was okay back home, was relieving. Wifey told me to head out there and enjoy myself. It took a day, but after that, I had to trust in her and do me, and I'm glad I did. Not only did I have to learn to let things go for a few, but being at the at-home dad conference also reinforced that we dads, the ones that make things happen, the dads that feel the world will fall apart if we are not around, we need to talk to someone or at least let other people know that we are having some issues. Earlier, I asked a simple question. Who's there for you? The answer isn't that easy. If you are like me, you don't always have what it takes to ask for help. I'd rather not ask for help for many of reasons, and some of them are pretty stupid. Sometimes we stay quiet because we don't want people judging our lives or seeming like we are weak. But what's the point of having close friends or family? I bet you there are people in your network that won't judge you. I bet you those same people will gladly stop what they are doing to assist you. But it's up to you to talk to them about it. It's up to you to let them know something's going on. I will be the first one to admit it. We all have sucky friends in our networks. The ones that call you for everything, but never call you or show up when you are in need. I can't tell you how many of my friends got thrown into that category this past 2 years. Friends that I thought could help were busy putting out fires every day, 24/7, or always hit me with the great line of, I'll call you right back, but never called unless they in turn needed something. Sometimes those friends have needed me more than I needed them in the past. So what's a father like me to do? Get angry? Cut people off? Tell them they suck? Nah, fellas, that shit doesn't work. What does work is finding fathers that you can talk to. That's why I'm so big on dad groups like the City Dads Group and the At Home Dad Network. All my people over at Dad 2.0 Summit. These groups of fellas know what it's like to be alone when you need someone. These group of fellas know that sometimes a gangster father like you and I just needs someone to vent to, someone to talk to, or at times just another dad to shoot the shit with, to talk about anything that comes to mind. That doesn't mean your friends need to be tossed to the trash. Some of those friends serve different purposes. What it does mean is that some friends just aren't built like you. And that is okay. There are tons of dads from all walks of life willing and able to help another dad out. Join a dad's group or shoot me a message if you need help finding one for yourself. Actually, listen to episode 7. I spoke about joining the City Dads and how it added value to my life, and I'm sure it'll add value to your life. Check it out. Fellas, we are some strong people. We are fathers. Some of us grew up with our fathers. Some have fathers around us that weren't really around. And some of us have what we might deem great dads. But we all have one common goal: to be the best father we can be to our own seeds. To watch our kids not only grow, but to also be there to guide them in life when they don't think they need us. We have the experience, the wisdom, and all the love in us needed to make sure our kids become greater than us. But we still have to take care of ourselves. Take care of yourself. It's not selfish or soft to take care of yourself. Don't let the internet or people fool you into thinking that the only way your kids will make it is if you sacrifice yourself. Life isn't over because we have kids. Instead, it got better. Remember, you don't have to go at it alone. There are people in and out of your network ready to help you do your thing. Take the time to find something that allows you to practice some self-care. You can still be there for your kids while taking care of yourself. Find the things you love to do and do them without any remorse. Also, remember, talk to someone. Stop holding everything in. People, as much as they like to feel like they know what's going on, don't. People can't help you if you don't tell them you need some help. The softest shit a dad can do is not seek help when they know they need it. Asking for help should feel as normal as offering help. Self-care isn't really a thing that I really cared about in the past. And as I get older, it's starting to change. Now, as I get older, it's something that I focus more on. After I got back from the At Home Dad Conference, I was refreshed like no other. I was able to visit a new city, strengthen my friendship with a few dope fathers. But most of all, I was able to take time to enjoy life. The best part of life now is having my kids around me. During that 3-day trip, I said, F them kids, and I'm glad I did. Make sure you are good, fellas. We can't be the best fathers if we feel broken all the time. Keep making your presence felt, fellas. We matter, and cheers to a great 2022. We back, baby. Let's get it. Fatherhood is lit.